It's been more than 2 months since teenage Somali refugee Abdi Mohammed was shot by Salt Lake City police. People are still asking law enforcement to release information regarding the case. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The group Utah Against Police Brutality staged a call-in Monday in which members phoned the Salt Lake City Police Department and demanded they release the name of the officer who is under investigation for shooting 17-year-old Abdi Mohammed. They were also directed to call Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill and demand he release the body camera footage of the February 27th incident. Gill says the investigation is still active, noting one of the last witnesses in the case was interviewed only a week and a half ago.
It's actually, unfortunately, about the fourth or fifth officer-involved shooting, and there's about three or four in front of it that our office is also working on simultaneously. So we're trying to get to it as quickly as we can, process it appropriately, and give it the attention that it deserves so we can do a thorough job.
According to Salt Lake City Police, officers witnessed two males with metal objects attacking a male victim around 8 p.m. in the area of 300 South Rio Grande Street. When officers confronted the suspects and asked them to drop the weapons, one of them complied, and the other, later identified as Abdi Mohammed, continued to advance on the victim and was shot. Mohammed awoke from a medically induced coma in mid-March. Whitney Evans, KUER News.